a trip in time, a haunting, or a hoax? These questions are asked when the experience of Colleen Butterbaugh is related. It happened in 1963 on the campus of Nebraska Wesleyan University in Lincoln, Nebraska. I'm Doug Johnson, and that's next on Stories of the Heartland. Bassett, Nebraska's hometown, welcomes you.
There are actually more jobs in the town of Bassett than you would think.
There are jobs with the school, hospital, hotel, restaurant, on ranches, and in towns nearby. You know the quality of life is better. We bet there's a job waiting just for you in Bassett.
We moved back to Bassett to be closer to family, but I was surprised to find a job using my degree.
Visit www.bassettnebr.com. This message is brought to you in part by Tri-County Bank. We have the English Druids to thank for Halloween. 3,000 years ago, they began observing the date to ward off evil spirits. The Christian church toned it down, and today, most of the spirits raised are in mugs. Parents tell their children there's no such thing as ghosts and explain away the sightings. However, that could not be done in October of 1963 at Nebraska Wesleyan University in Lincoln, Nebraska. It was a windy day in September in 1887 when Nebraska Wesleyan University broke ground for its first building. Old Main was placed in the middle of farm fields several miles from Lincoln. A small village, University Place, grew around it. However, for 25 years or more, a very rural pastoral setting was seen from its windows. That could be said of another new building on campus, the C.C. White Memorial Building, which housed the Conservatory of Music. C.C. White was built in stages with various completion dates of 1904, 1907, and 1911. Nebraska Wesleyan at the time was still aiming at university status and intended to house the College of Music in C.C. White. Mary Smith, an English professor at Nebraska Wesleyan, says times were tight at the turn of the century, so the building was constructed in a haphazard way, which was probably one reason it was demolished in the 1970s. The three sections that made up the structure did not fit precisely, so stairways greeted students and faculty as they walked the long hallways from one area to another. You went up three stairs to a classroom, down four to a practice room. It was built of red stone with narrow, mean, frowning windows. The building settled and creaked, was drafty and musty. In 1924, when an organ was added to the auditorium, an easterly wind over the pipes would cause mysterious, disturbing sounds. C.C. White was a building that cried out to be haunted, and haunted it was. Stories of ghosts may have begun early in the history of the building because it was often occupied at night by students in practice rooms, deep in the cavernous structure. The sounds that rose to greet them as they walked down the long, dimly lit halls on their way out probably caused more than one heart to flutter. In later years, there was a hoax perpetrated by a drama student who was advertising a haunted house charity event. The panic that resulted gripped the campus. Students were afraid to walk from the library to their dorms in broad daylight after the drama student's performance, which included a trip to the hospital. Perhaps the students would not have reacted with such hysteria had they not all been familiar with the frightening experience of Colleen Butterbaugh in C.C. White. I'm Doug Johnson, and this is Stories of the Heartland. Tomorrow, Colleen Butterbaugh begins her walk into another time. Visit my website at www.javtv.com. There we have last week's radio program in case you missed a segment. We also have videos of communities of the Heartland. You'll learn of their histories and present-day economic opportunities. I'm Doug Johnson for Stories of the Heartland.